Yes, it's in Matthew. Do you know anything further whereabouts in Matthew? Matthew's quite a big book. Yes, Robert. Chapter 5. You were going to say that, Naomi, weren't you? Good girl. Yes, chapter 5. So, Jesus sees the multitude, sees a lot of people following him, and he turns to them like often he did, and he opened his mouth and he began to teach them. Did you know that Jesus was a teacher? Wasn't just, yes, the Son of God, God in flesh, but he was also a teacher. He was actually referred to at times as rabbi. And in Hebrew that means a teacher of the law. And so here he opens his mouth. Now, does anybody know what the first beatitude he gives out? Does anybody know what the first one is? Probably not an easy one, this one. Any idea what the first one is? Well, I'll tell you. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Right, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, we need to know, when we read scripture, we need to almost analyze or understand almost every word that comes out. And very often, you know, we just start off, well, poor in spirit, you know, that's what he's referring to. But on every blessing that he gives, he opens up with the word blessed. Blessed are you. So what is your understanding of blessed? Any idea what it means to be blessed? Blessed. Yes, it is.
Blessed.
Yes, blessed. Yes.
To be given gifts.
To be given gifts. What do you mean?
Love of God.
The love of God. Yes, yes, yes. So it means to be blessed, means to be blessed by God, to be given blessings from God. Now, we all, I assume, like to be blessed. Do you like to be blessed? Huh? Of course you do. Do you like to be blessed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you did. I thought you did. Of course you do. To be blessed is a blessing. To be blessed means that somebody is blessing you, but also to be blessed, does blessings come easy? Does it just fall out of heaven? Naomi's saying no. Is she right? Do blessings just fall out of heaven? Just everywhere you go, it's like you just bless. It almost becomes embarrassing. Huh? No, a few heads are shaking no. Why are blessings, why do they not just shower out of heaven? Why don't they just shower out of heaven? Yes?
Because we have sin in us.
We have sin, yes. So because we have sin, and God is redeeming us from that sinful nature, when we see somebody who's blessed, does that tell us that they are blessed because it's come easy to them, or they have gone through trials and testings for those blessings? What does it tell us? What does it tell us? Yeah.
They've gone through trials.
They've gone through trials. They've gone through tests. So God says he blesses us, but we have to also go through the trials and tests for those blessings. Now, why is it we have to go through those trials and tests? Why do we have to go through it? Can't we avoid it? Yes, no.
So
yes, exactly. And also, what else does it do when we are blessed after we've gone through those trials, those tears and so forth? What does it do to us also? What does it do, yes?
Teaches us a lesson, and it kind of locks up any that thing that the Lord wants to test you. So you are
yes, all of those are true. Yes, no.
It makes us like humble before the Lord.
It does. It makes us humble before the Lord. And what also else does it do? I'm sure your parents have taught you this. Have they taught you to appreciate things? And when somebody gives you something, what do you say in return to them? What do you say? Okay. You say thank you. And to say thank you is a sign of appreciation. That is important, to always say thank you for anybody who shows you love and kindness or gives you something. That goes a long way, to be just thankful and grateful, because a lot of young people today are not really thankful. Do you know why they're not thankful? Have you any idea why a lot are not thankful? Any ideas? Yes?
Because they don't receive.
Because they don't receive, yes. Anything else? Yes? Sorry, darling? Yes, 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 yes. Any other thoughts?
Like being influenced or taught them, so they have a lack of respect. And we're saying they have a lack of respect because they haven't been taught the manners of school.
Absolutely, that's right. Yes,
be
yes.
Be kind.
Be kind, absolutely, yes.
They don't have to work for it, it's quite easy to know.
That's right. They don't have to work for it. It's come easy. It's come easy. And so as a result of that, they take it for granted. You know, it's come easy. That is why it's wrong to spoil young people. And it's easy to do it, but it is wrong. Because spoilt people grow up to expect. And they almost become offended if you don't give them what they want. And we have a term that we call that, they're spoilt. You know, spoilt beings. Well, bless. So we're beginning to understand what the Lord is saying. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, what's he all about here? Does he want you to be poor? Does he want you to go around in rags, in clothes? Does he want you not to have any money? Does he want you to beg, to be a nuisance? Is that what he's on about? What is he on about?
He's basically not saying someone's poor, but being humble and to be appreciative,
yes,
and thankful for what you are given.
Absolutely. Poor in spirit. In other words, I don't deserve any of this. I have done nothing to deserve God's love, God's blessing over my life. But because he has done that, I am appreciative. And that appreciation comes out in our worshipping. When we come to worship, this is why we thank the Lord. This is why we pray. And we give him all the praise and all the thanks, because we've not deserved any of it. None of us. And so that is a sign that, in a sense, we're poor in spirit. We become, keep humble, teachable, thankful. And you know, if you allow the Holy Spirit to work that in your life, that is going to go a long, long way. And you are going to be a very big influence on that world outside out there, where they see so many young people who just grab and take and not grateful, not thankful. It's going to go a long, long way.